This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Another Session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Weissman is going to join me after the break. You know, I jokingly refer to it, but kind of seriously, you know, how he fell out of love with Trump. Now, David was a guy that would stick by him no matter what, which I've never been. You know that. Some of you have been listening for any length of time knows that. But I'm also one of those guys who I don't just jump ship because I don't like what you're doing. There has to be a reason behind it. And I want to know what the reason is before I, you know, run away. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot you can get done. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you've been groomed, taught, told to hate, and you don't have to. There's really no reason for you to hate any of them, any of us. So, before David comes on, I love these stories because some of you know that I am on the board of a school board. I'm a trustee on a school board. The libs hate me. They have no reason. They can't tie it to anything specifically at the school. It's just because I have a radio show and I don't say stuff that they like and all that. But there's, you know, it teaches on, right? So, but one of the areas that the biggest issue with the school district is sports and kids being allowed to be involved. You know, and it looks in some areas like we're getting back to everybody gets a trophy day. Now, I've always been one to where you try hard, maybe you make the cut, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't make first string, maybe you make third string. So, apparently now, I love this stuff. I get the biggest kick out of this. A New Jersey high school has decided they don't want anybody to feel left out at all. So their cheerleading policy rolled out at the high school was tweaked and rolled out after a parent was upset that her child didn't make it. Aren't we all? Don't we all get upset when a child doesn't make it? They've been trying really hard. They've been working hard. Most of you, if you're like me, you go, it's okay. We're going to work harder on this. We're going to see what we can do so that, you know, next time it comes around, you're the one that they see. You're the one they look at. You're the one that gets a shot. And then you really honestly feel good about who you are. You think these kids don't know what you're doing when you give everybody a trophy? So New Jersey High School is making sure that no one feels left out after creating a new inclusive policy that would essentially allow a spot for every student who tries out for the cheerleading squad. No, we're not talking about the water girl either. After one parent made a complaint that the child didn't make the cut, after last month's tryouts, Hanover Park High School officially rolled out a new policy, triggered backlash of its own. See, these administrators don't get it. They so much want everybody to feel good that they're really just, for lack of a better term, they crap all over the kids that really try hard, that try to do better. A letter from the Hanover Park Regional High School District Board of Education claimed that after receiving multiple appeals from several parents concerning the selection process for cheerleader tryouts, the school decided to do away with skills-based scoring. I wonder if we get the Olympics to do the same thing. What do you think? Imagine you just get a gold medal for showing up. Got to get rid of the bronze and silver. Everybody gets gold. The school decided to do away with these. The one woman put out there, I think allowing all those that tried out to make the cheerleading squad cause one parent complaint isn't helping those that didn't make it in real life. Not everyone makes the team. Not everyone makes the cut. You should make you work, practice, try harder. Next time, explore other activities. Maybe you're just not good at it. Look, some of you know I've talked about this before. I am blind in one eye. My right eye, I'm almost totally blinded. You know what my sport isn't? Basketball. And it ain't because I'm short. Because I don't see 3D. I have a hard time with that kind of stuff. So basketball is never going to be my game. Football was much easier. You know, I was on the front line. It was like, kill him. It wasn't really that simple. And same thing in hockey. So, you know, when you talk about this stuff, sometimes you're just not going to make it. According to the board, the black squad, which normally would be made up of the students with the highest scores during tryouts, now will be made up of students from grades 11 to 12. And the white squad, normally made up of those with scores ranking below the rubric, now will feature students from 9 and 10. So, I have nothing to shoot for. I have no reason to try hard. I have no reason to work harder. And if the team loses because nobody's really trying hard, what's the big whoop? It's just a game anyway. The school said that the defended a policy saying, hey, this is just to make it more inclusive. It's not supposed to be inclusive. It's only supposed to include those people who can make it work, who try hard, who work hard, who are good at it. When you play the toughest team in the league, do you really want one of the kids that is like the worst pitcher because you have to be inclusive and they have to pitch so many balls a night and they have to... No. Parents are fighting back, but some say that when they confront the school over the policy, the principal threatened to disband the 10-member squad entirely. Yeah, that's not right either.
Did they limit it to 10?
I guess so. That's what it looks like. One student told the Board of Education that all her hard work has been thrown out the window because of the new initiative. See, I agree with her. You give them nothing to shoot for. Nothing. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. David Weissman joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and just being totally being involved in the conversation. I really do. You know, you got to be involved. You got to get engaged. You got to have a clue as to what's going on, people. Seriously. Anyway, I do appreciate your time. Now, David Weissman is joining us here in a second, and David has been on the show several times. David has written for The Real Side or what have you. And when he and I first met, David was an avid, if you would, supporter of President Trump. And over the last year, it seems as that support has waned. And we have, I'd say, I don't want to say gone back and forth because that sounds negative. We have talked back and forth, if you would, on Twitter and that kind of thing. So I thought instead of doing these partial conversations, which actually don't make any sense, and they really don't work, so instead of doing that, I would bring him on. David is live from Israel right now. And David, again, thanks for agreeing to be with me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
Always good, David. Now, listen, first let's just start off with, you know, when you and I first met, you very much appreciate. What were you hoping to see from President Trump that gave you hope back then?
Well, focusing on America, focusing on the safety of Americans, building the economy, you know, just overall safety, and, you know, trying to unite our people, you know, because, you know, when Obama was in office, that really did not help with uniting the people because he supported so many different different agendas, different, you know, globalists. You know, he supported globalist agendas. He didn't want to hear from certain groups when he supported others. So it was like, it was a very, you know, troubling time in America. And I was hoping that with the Trump presidency that he'll help unite everybody along with the promises that he made for America.
So you were hoping to see him change the economy, you know, work on America first, change jobs, and unite people. So let's just talk about it one at a time as the year, or for all intents and purposes, year and a half has gone on. Do you feel like he hasn't done anything for jobs?
He's definitely done things for jobs. He's definitely dropped black unemployment. I mean, he has been fulfilling his promises, and I see that.
Let's not do what other guys do. Let's you and I just talk one thing at a time. Let's stick with the jobs. So the black unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in decades. The Hispanic unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since it's been recorded. The unemployment rate for the country as a whole is the lowest it's been since the 70s. So from a jobs standpoint, a jobs rating at this point, I would have to give him an A, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so let's move into the payroll of this. Now, one of the complaints that we had before from a pay standpoint, which has to do with jobs, is that pay was flat. Nobody was getting raises, and that was true here in America. There were a lot of people that, you know, if they got a 0.5% a year, that was like a big whoop. But now we are seeing people getting raises. We are seeing not exorbitant raises. You and I know that. But fair raises. And with the tax bill being passed, some of these families are saving, are going to get back $2,000 to $3,000 a year. So his promise for jobs and lowering taxes, I would say we're at an A there, are we not?
I'm seeing an A there too. He's
okay.
Been doing
all right.
It as well.
So let's move into the economy for a minute. And I don't want to get into the tariffs and stuff just yet. So when we move into the economy, let's talk about what's going on here in this country. We've got coal that's been heated back up again. We have manufacturing that's coming back online because you have to have the coal. You have to have the steel being made. You have to have the resources needed to have manufacturing kick into high gear, which means our young people now can get into a field that was, for all intents and purposes, going away in this country. So now you've got manufacturing on the rise, which you know as well as I do, will create a lot of jobs and bring a lot of, or keep or bring a lot of money back into this country. Do you see that as a negative thing?
No, that's been doing good as well. The coal industry and other industries that he's been working on.
Right. And he's, you know, I mean, we've seen 3% GDP in several quarters now that we haven't seen in 10 years. So I'm not just beating on Obama. I mean, this goes into George W.'s administration as well. So we've seen the economy change. We've seen GDP go up. Companies are growing and getting stronger, which means they're going to build more. They're going to hire more. We've got Japanese car plants being built in this country. We have jobs coming back up from Mexico. So just the basic economy is getting better and making it better for people in this country, Americans first, if you would. Correct?
Correct. I absolutely agree.
Good. Perfect. And this is the conversation I want to have with you, because on Twitter and other places, people just throw stuff around. Nobody really has a, you know how it goes. They don't really have a conversation.
Right.
They kind of yell at each other, right? That's all
exactly.
Fun.
They do.
That's no fun. So, all right, so we got the GDP, we got what we have. Now, the tariffs, I'm not an expert on tariffs, but what I do like is that somebody's willing to sit back now and say, look, when you buy a car, I don't care, let's put it this way. When you buy a phone that's made, I don't even think we have any phones made in America, but let's just for conversation's sake. You buy a phone that's made in China and it's sent here, right? Our tariff on them, if anything, is so small, so minute, it's not a big deal. But vice versa, when we're sending, you know, the trade imbalance is billions of dollars. So when we send stuff there, we're tariffed to death. We're taxed to death when we send stuff out of this country. So the president is sitting there saying, okay, this is not fair. Our workers work hard. They want their products sold. We want to sell it overseas. If we're getting nailed like that, we can't sell our product overseas, yet we basically let them in for free. And when our country first started, we made our revenues. We supported people. We supported this country on tariffs only. So do you perceive that as a bad thing?
No, no, that's absolutely a good thing.
Good. I'm glad we're conversing. I think this is wonderful, myself. So we would agree mostly on the economy and jobs and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Okay. So we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about, you know, some of the international affairs, like, you know, what's going on in Jerusalem and what he's doing in Syria and relationships overseas with the heads of state and what have you. So we'll get to that in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. David Weissman joins me live from Israel. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. And, you know, I don't, unless people are just being nasty and really stupid with me, you know, I always want to know why somebody thinks what they think, how they come to what they come to. And it doesn't matter whether it's politics or religion or diets or whatever it is, you know, medical things. Why some people like organic food opposed to regular food and you know, supplements as opposed to, you know, regular drugs. I'm always curious. You guys know that by the people I have on the show on a regular basis. So it's the same thing here. You know, I got to know David, a couple of years ago. He's been on the show a few times. He currently lives in Israel. And we've talked about what was going on there. And over the last year or so, it seems like, I'm not going to say hate, because that's a strong word, but it just seems like his support for President Trump has pretty much gone away, if you would, to a big degree. And I always like to talk to people to find out why, because I don't know what people see or hear in another country. You know, Joe Simeone, who listens to the show out of Australia on a regular basis, I love it when he chimes in, because he tells me what they're hearing in Australia. And then we have Xander Gibb, who joins us on the show from time to time, tells us what they're hearing in Europe. And it's just amazing to me they're not getting the full story, and some people are acting on not getting the full story. But David Weissman, always enjoy having you with me. I really do. So thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Seriously, I enjoy it. Because, you know, it gives us a different perspective on what's going on. So, were you excited, irritated? What was your take on President Trump stepping up and saying, okay, our embassy is going in Jerusalem, which is the capital of Israel, end of discussion? That caused him a lot of trouble doing that. How did you feel about that?
Well, it was something great. I mean, for Israel, I mean, personally, I think Israelis shouldn't have the mentality of, you know, honestly, it doesn't matter what other countries, you know, say about Jerusalem or, it is good to support our ally to say, you know what, Jerusalem is a capital, U.S. Embassy is going to Jerusalem. I mean, that's great to hear. That helps build relations and actually shows that, you know, we are friends, we are allies. I mean, it's not about, you know, military aid like what Obama did. You know, that's what he thought was a friend. But, you know, a friend sticks up for you and say, you know what, United Nations, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, whether you like it or not. You know, that's what a friend does, and, you know, that was great to hear.
Right, friends support friends. I mean, and it's the way it should be. I frankly think that the last administration crapped all over Israel, did not see them as a friend or an ally, did not see the real importance of this relationship. And I think it's a very important one for many reasons. It's important for Israel, too, because you have no friends there. You have nobody there that's going to come to your aid to support you.
That's right? True. No one.
Yeah.
Especially their neighbors.
Yep. So, okay, we can, you know, again, what's going on in the Middle East with Syria? Where are you with what Donald Trump and the relationships that he is, I don't want to say rekindling or trying to fix, in the Middle East? Do you have any issues with how he's handling, you know, Syria, Iran, Iraq? I think what he did with Iran today, by the way, David, was exactly the thing to do. I think that you or Israel was the target.
Definitely, and you know, I was actually hearing other people's point of view on the Iran deal, and, you know, personally, you know, the Iran deal should never have been made. I mean, this was the worst deal in the history of the world. But I can understand the concerns of actually, you know, ripping up the deal and not having a plan B, because Iran can be very unpredictable. And so there's a lot of people, even those who support Trump here in Israel, are kind of, you know, a little uneasy, a little nervous about what's going on, what's going to happen, especially with all, there's a lot of activity going up north right now in the Golan area. Netanyahu called up a lot of reservists, in the IDF, they're getting ready for, you know, anything. They're canceling any school trips. They're, you know, they're preparing for the worst kind of scenario right now with Iran, with this pullout of the Iran deal. So the intentions is very, very, you know, thick, very, you know, ready for anything. But people understand why it had to be done. You know, that's one thing. Just a lot of uncertainty, a lot of uneasiness of what's to come.
Well, sure, but I think your point that there was no plan B, there was never any plan to begin with when they put the Iranian deal in place. We gave away the farm. I mean, if you go through each and every individual item, you're saying, how would anybody agree with that to begin with? And I think what his plan is, based on what's been laid out and talked about, is, look, they back out of this deal over a 90-day period. The sanctions go back in place within a relatively short period of time, and the door is open again to say, okay, Iran, you really want to deal with us? You want a real deal that both of us can live with? Then come back to the table, let's sit down and talk. And this deal where I call you and say, I want to inspect, and you give me a date that's 21 days out, that's crazy, isn't it? It's like if you're on probation for drugs, and you're... Your probation officer says, hey, I'm coming out in 21 days to check your urine to make sure you haven't been on drugs. I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very crazy. I mean, it's like the worst deal in the history of humankind.
So I think plan B is to force them to the table, don't you?
I guess that might be the right way of looking at it. I mean, you got to renegotiate, you know, this deal. So, yeah, I guess that would be a plan B.
The faster they come to the table, the faster the tension level goes down, the faster we can get, you know, a deal that's good for both sides. And again, my understanding, too, two things. They never signed the last deal. There's no signature of theirs on that paper. That's number one. And then, you know, number two is it really was done improperly. It was done backwards. It needs to be ratified by the Senate. So I'm hoping that President Trump does it the right way this time. Lay out the agreement, put it out there, bring it to the Senate for ratification. And what, you know, you hear people saying, well, that means we could back out of anything. Well, you can't. See, this is where they screwed up in the last administration. If this was ratified by the Senate, the president couldn't just back out of it. So we've created a lot of our own problems here, don't you think?
Yes, I definitely agree. I mean, it was a jacked up deal to begin with, and the way it was handled was jacked up. So,
mm-hmm.
You know,
Okay.
Very, very good points.
Yeah, so I just we end up yelling at each other and not talking. Not you and I, but people on Twitter and people trying to work through these things. Now, I know he can be harsh. I grew up on the streets of Boston, and I always tell people the same thing all the time. Sometimes you've got to act like the bully to get your point across, because that's what people understand. Not that you are it. And I think that North Korea would have never come to the table if there wasn't a bit of doubt or hesitation, or, you know, Kim, in the back of Kim's mind, he's going, wow, this guy really could nuke us if I get him too crazy. I mean, do you really think it was that wrong, the way he handled Kim?
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, you got to beat the bully down to get respect from the bully.
Yeah.
You know, it's simple.
Yeah, sometimes you do have to do that. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So, we've only got, you know, I'm going to keep you on for one more segment, but in this segment, we've only got like 2 minutes left. Let's start going down the list, and let's discuss what started turning you away from him to not support him any longer.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, basically, the whole not supporting Sukkot is when I started talking with, you know, liberals, you know, a certain celebrity that I mentioned before. And it had really good discourse, and when I was really involved in the, you know, the Make America Great Again movement, the Trump train, you know, whatever you want to call it. And then when other, you know, when certain people, like core members of that group, saw that, I don't know, I was sort of like casted out of the group as a traitor or sellout and all that stuff. And just were having a discourse, you know, on Twitter. And so I kind of realized, you know what, you know, if you guys are going to be acting that way, fine. You know, I'm not going to be part of the group. And you know, I just, and, you know, when I talk with people on it, you know, trying to hear from, you know, different points of view, you know, and I actually have changed on stances as a whole, not just specifically with Trump and what he's done, but I do support the ACA, but on a case-by-case basis, like how President Trump was actually wanted to do that originally with the Democrats.
We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up with that. We'll talk about all those issues in the next segment. Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the real side on GCN Live.
Aging,
we'll be back.
There's one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. We're on the home stretch. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Weissman has joined me, and I've known David now for a couple of years, and David, we talked years ago when he was kind of on the Trump train, if you would. Maybe I don't really like that term, but whatever. He was on the Trump train, supportive of Trump, and kind of changed some of his ideas, some of the ways he's looking at things over the last year, but not even that long, really. But what I'm trying to point out here to some of you is, even when you don't agree with somebody, you can have a civil conversation. You can have a conversation without berating somebody, belittling somebody, and, you know, pounding on them, and find out where they're coming from. Because then it takes a little respectful conversation, and sometimes you can flip somebody. And sometimes you get somebody to come, you know, to your way of thinking, or they pull you to their way of thinking. But you're never going to get that if all you do is, you know, put each other down and not really have the discussion, if you would. So, again, David Weissman is coming on with me. He is live from Israel. Always enjoy it when he's on with us. And, David, thanks for being with me.
And thanks again, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So you were talking about, before we ran out of time, you were talking about the discourse from the right and how when you started talking to people on the left, the only time I really ever questioned you, by the way, was with the whole Sarah Silverman thing. And what I said to you was, the only thing I didn't understand is Sarah has openly talked about how much Israel is the aggressor. Israel is the occupier. She's not a fan of the Jews. And you can pull that up all over the internet about her. So when, not that you shouldn't be trying to win her over, that wasn't what I was getting at. But what I was getting at was, why do you believe that she's a friend, if you would?
Well, I mean, a friend more like a Twitter friend, with the conversations that we have had. She's treated me personally with respect. You know, when I originally attacked her from some of her point of views, and I think with the way how she treated me, that's why I, feel that, it's right to show her the same respect. Even with her views, and I personally blame the media and how the media can be about Israel. And so people are not getting the accurate information on what's really going on here, over there. So, this whole tank war dialoguing, and even that from the first time that we talked, we occasionally will have a short conversation about an issue. And, that's the thing, you're right. I mean, it's great that someone with opposite views can actually have a decent conversation. And that's what led me leaving the Trump train, or Make America Great Again movement, or whatever you want to call it. Because when I was involved in these groups, they had specific groups where you would go in there, you would send your tweet out, and a lot of these tweets were, attacking people, attacking anybody that said anything critical about President Trump, any little thing. These guys would just attack him, all the time.
Right.
And, I realized once we had a discourse, that's not the right way to do it, And so that's why I decided to break away. And as far as, I guess now is the time to be really clear what I mean by no longer a Trump supporter. I don't want to be classified into a specific group. I'll praise him when he's, does good, and I'll also, critique him when, if I feel that he's needs it. And so basically, that's where I'm at, and also as far as party independent, because I have changed, through this course, you're right. I mean, I have changed stances on some issues. So I don't want to be confusing people if I, if I don't follow all conservative values and say I'm a conservative, or, I don't agree with all liberal values, so I think independent is the right place for me, where I can, where I see good in both parties, but not commit to either one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you were talking about, you have to have your views, you have to be able to discuss with people. But before we went to break, you were talking about, some of the things you've changed your mind on, like ACA being one of them. And I would say to you, if the play is that we need to help people who need help, that's already available. If you have some serious issues in this country, you can go to hospitals, you can go to clinics. There are places you can go to get the treatment that you need. That's number one. Number two is, you're talking about socialized medicine. You have got to tell me where this actually works, because it doesn't work in Cuba.
Socialized, oh, no.
No, but that's basically what ACA is, when you lay it down.
D-A-C-A.
Huh?
D-A-C-A.
Right, the Affordable Care Act here in America.
Immigrant Center,
you mean DACA. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yeah. All right. I hate socialized medicine.
Well, listen, I'm not in line with some of my right-wing people either, because here's what I always say. If you were brought here illegally, I'm willing to work with you, but a lot of these people found out they were here illegally at 16, 17, 18 years old, okay? If you're 20 years old and 22 years old and you've been hiding and you've done absolutely nothing to make yourself legal, why should I bust my hump all of a sudden in an emergency to try to get you to stay here? I mean, President Obama gave them, what, 2 years, 3 years? He signed an order, which was illegal for him to sign. But let's just say, I agree with what he signed. Let's just say that. All right, now you had 2 years to go get papers, to go do something. If you've done absolutely nothing, why should I feel for you?
I mean, that's why I think where it should be on a case-by-case basis. Like, those who served in the military, there's actually been a few DCA or DACA recipients that were veterans that served, and I think they should be allowed to stay. You know, things like that. I mean, MS-13 guys, yeah, they need to go for sure.
Okay, but if somebody like that father that was here for 30-some-odd years, okay, he knew what he was doing was wrong. He knew when there was amnesty, but he had a shot to stay under Obama. He never went and got the paperwork. He never did anything to help himself stay. And then the left made it look like guys like me were heartless SOBs because I said, look, he has a business. He has a family here. He knew he had everything to lose. If he didn't do anything about it, I'm sorry. You pay for the crime you commit.
That's the question to ask him. Like, how come, why didn't he do anything about it?
I don't know. That question was not asked of him. Nobody pushed him to respond to that. And you're not talking to the white guy that was born. You know, my parents, my family all had green cards. They came here from Italy. So it's
my
not
mother
like
came from Ireland.
I'm sorry?
My mom came from Ireland.
Okay, so you're familiar with legal immigration. You're familiar with people who came here to get out of the situation they were in and that kind of stuff. So
right.
I guess to me, I still haven't. Where do you, let's hit, we only got a couple of minutes. Pick one thing that you totally disagree with Donald Trump on and you think that he botched big time.
Okay, I think my biggest issue right now with him is that he's not doing enough to unite America. He seems to kind of help sort of keep this divide.
Dividing America? You think he's dividing the American people?
Well, no, he's not uniting it. It's already, America's already divided, and he's not trying to unite people.
Well, David, how would he do that? Just like the immigration thing, okay? I mean, you're not here in this country right now, and I don't know what you're seeing, but you've got a hardcore group of lefties that unless you open the border, unless you allow everybody to come to the border, and everybody, okay, they're going to keep rioting. They're going to keep going on these college campuses and trying to stop free speech. This is not as simple, I think, as you think it is, because then you're going to get the right. You're going to get both sides mad no matter what you do at this point. And I don't know how to explain it, but he can't unite the people because right now they don't want to be united unless you do exactly what they say. You know what I mean?
I guess it would be a lot easier when I go back to see exactly what's going on.
No, I agree with you. That's why I said to you earlier, we have people on from other countries, and they're not seeing the whole thing that's happening up here. You're not seeing the riots that the left is causing, burning down CVSs, burning down Starbucks that are on their side.
Wow.
It's craziness, and you're not seeing that. So
that's what the Palestinians do.
Yeah, well, no comment. Hey, we're out of time. I'm sorry I talked more than you did, but I did enjoy having you on. I hope you'll come back someday and we'll talk some more about this.
Well, definitely. I hope it's a little bit more clear where I'm standing on.
Well, I appreciate your time with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. I do appreciate the time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too.